It consisted in a peculiar bird-like turn, a sort of liquid warble, produced by touching the tongue to the roof of the mouth at short intervals in the midst of the music. He strode down the street with his mouth full of harmony and his soul full of gratitude. The summer evenings were long. It was not dark yet. Presently, Tom checked his whistle. A stranger was before him, a boy a shade larger than himself. A newcomer of any age or either sex was an impressive curiosity in the poor little shabby village of St. Petersburg. This boy was well-dressed, too. Well-dressed on a weekday. He had shoes on, and it was only Friday. He had a citified air about him that ate into Tom's vitals. The more Tom stared at the splendid marvel, the higher he turned up his nose at his finery, and the shabbier and shabbier his own outfit seemed to grow on him. Neither boy spoke. If one moved, the other moved, but only sideways in a circle. They kept face to face and eye to eye all the time. Finally, Tom said, "I can lick you. I'd like to see you try it." "Well, I can do it." "No, you can't either. Can't. An uncomfortable pause, then Tom said, "What's your name?" "'Tisn't any business of yours, maybe." "Well, I..."